بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 15th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 24th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1441. Allah does not look at how we look or how we dress. He does not look at our beauty or appearance, nor does He look at our wealth or status. What He does look at and judges us by is the condition of our hearts. A heart filled with good qualities and qualities of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this series of weekly lessons titled The Beauty of the Heart, we'll inshallah be learning what exactly makes a beautiful heart and what characteristics a believer must have to really and truly possess a beautiful heart. This week, inshallah, we'll be looking at the quality of loving one another. This quality, my young children, is so important that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has linked it to Iman, warning us that until we do not love one another, our Iman can never be complete. On another occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believer is an embodiment of love, meaning he should be filled with love. There is no goodness in him if he cannot love. It is not only this, but loving one another is so important that as a result of mutual love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us shade under His throne on the day of Qiyamah. And in one hadith we learn that chairs will be placed around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people who loved each other, and their faces will be bright and shine like the full moon. So loving one another, my dear children, is extremely important. But it is also important that this love is for the correct reason. The correct reason is that we love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we find in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the most important act after believing is loving and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, we find an incident of a person. He visited his brother in another town. Allah sent an angel to meet him on his way. The angel asked, "Where do you intend to go?" This person replied, "I intend to visit and meet my brother in this town." The angel asked, "Have you done any favors to him so that he can repay you?" He said, "No. It is only because I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Thereupon the angel said, "I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have been sent to inform you that Allah loves you as you love him." Meaning, because this person loved his fellow Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loved him for this reason. Finally, let us learn a sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this, that it is sunnah to express our love for one another, and we should say to one another that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reply to this, we should say, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. We should say, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. Meaning, I also love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place this great quality of loving one another for His pleasure into our hearts and give us all the beautiful heart He likes us all to have and make this a means of us entering into Jannah. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.